ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। So this morning we'll be reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, chapter 5, Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakasipu, text number 13. Sa एषः आत्मा स्वपर इति अबुद्धिभिः दुरत्तया अनुक्रमणो निरूप्यते मुह्यन्ति यद्वर्त्मनि वेदवादिनः ब्रह्मादयो हि एष भिन्नति मे मति। स एष आत्मा स्वपरेत अबुद्धिभि दुरत्तयानुक्रमणो निरूप्यते मुह्यन्ति यद्वर्त्मनि वेदवादिनो ब्रह्मादयो ह्येष भिन्नति मे मतिम्। स एष आत्मा स्वपरेत्य बुद्धिभिः दुरत्तयानुक्रमणो निरूप्यते मुह्यन्ति यद्वर्त्मनि वेदवादिनो ब्रह्मादयो ह्येष भिन्नति मे मतिम्। स एष आत्मा स्वपरेत अबुद्धिभिः दुरत्तयानुक्रमणो निरूप्यते मुह्यन्ति यद्वर्त्मनि वेदवादिनो ब्रह्मादयो ह्येष भिन्नति मे मतिम्। मातुजी जी सा ही एसा दिस आत्मा सुपर सोल सिचुएटेड इन एवरी वन्स हार्ट स्वपरा दिस इज माय ओन बिजनेस एंड दैट इज समवन एल्स इति दस अबुद्धि बाय दोज हु हैव सच बैड इंटेलिजेंस दुरत्तया वेरी डिफिकल्ट टू फॉलो अनुक्रमण हुज डिवोशनल सर्विस निरूप्यते ए सर्टेन बाय स्क्रिप्चर्स और द इंस्ट्रक्शन ऑफ द स्पिरिचुअल मास्टर मुह्यंती आर बिविल्डर्ड यत ऑफ हुम बर्थ मनी ऑन द पाथ वेदवादिनः द फॉलोअर्स ऑफ वैदिक इंस्ट्रक्शन ब्रह्मादय द डेमिगॉड्स बिगनिंग फ्रॉम ब्रह्मा ही इंडीड एषः दिस वन भिन्नति चेंजेज मे माय मतिम इंटेलिजेंस ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस इस श्री भक्ति विदान स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय पर्सन्स हु ऑलवेज थिंक इन टर्म ऑफ एनिमी एंड फ्रेंड आर एनेबल टू एसर्टेन द सुपर सोल विद इन देमसेल्फ नॉट टू स्पीक ऑफ देम इवन सच एक्जल्टेड पर्सन्स एज लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा हु आर फुली कन्वर्न्ड विद द वैदिक लिटरेचर आर समटाइम बिवल्डर्ड इन फॉलोइंग द प्रिंसिपल ऑफ डिवोशनल सर्विस द सेम सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड हु हैज क्रिएटेड दिस सिचुएशन हैज सर्टेनली गिवन मी द इंटेलिजेंस to take the side of your so-called enemy. Purport. Prahlad Maharaj admitted frankly, My dear teachers, you wrongly think that the Lord Vishnu is your enemy. But because he is favorable towards me, I understand that he is the friend of everyone. You may think that I have taken the side of your enemy. But factually, he has bestowed a great favor upon me. Om Ajnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurjini Militam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha भूतैर महद्वीयैमा पुरो विभो निरमायसे ते अदमु सुपुरुषम् भुक्ते गुणान् षोडशषोडशात्मकम् शूलम् कृशिष्टम् भगवन् वचांसि मे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकायै तदालये कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तदभक्ताय नमो नमः वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुवयेम च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमस्तुते तप्त कांचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी विश्वभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरि प्रिये भावराधिका माधुरी अस्वादय सुखकाज जयति कृष्ण चैतन्य कलि प्रकटे ब्रजराज जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभो नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे सो फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल आई वुड लाइक टू ऑफर माय रिस्पेक्टफुल ऑबेसेंसेस टू ऑल द वैष्णवज हु हैव गिवन मी द अपॉर्चुनिटी टू टॉक समथिंग अबाउट द सुप्रीम पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड तत्वविद प्रभु ऑलरेडी हिंटेड मी that you have to speak really slowly. Because your pronunciation is very difficult to understand. Yes, that's true. Sometimes the pronunciation comes before I speak. So it's like putting the cart before the horse and something. And go like this. But anyway, I'll try. Because the goal of hearing and chanting is to please the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And if Krishna is pleased, we all will be pleased. The hearer will be pleased and the speaker will be pleased. And Krishna can understand all the language. Whether it is pronunciation is clear or not, he knows very well. So anyway, I'll try. Please forgive me. So, this chapter is describes the importance of Prahlad Maharaj actually. Panchame Hari Bhaktasya Prahladasya Mahatmana Sanirodhadi Daitya Krita Pirina Nirupyate. The importance, the Mahatma of Prahlad Maharaj have been described in this verse as well as the different kind of punishment which was given to Prahlad by his father, only for one mistake, and that he became Hare Krishna devotee. That was only mistake. So much punishment was given. So, this verse is the answer of the question which was asked by Sanda and Amarka, the son of Shukracharya. Education is very, very important. Whether it is education for the demigod or for demon or anyone. Everyone has guru. Just like the demigods, they have their guru, Brihaspati, to teach, to educate. Same way, the demons, they also have their guru, the descendant of Bhrigu, Shukracharya, and the case of Prahlad Maharaj, his two sons, Sanda and Amarka. According to Chanakya Pandit, a father is the enemy of his children if he is not sending them for getting educated. When Krishna came from Braj, first thing Vasudevji did to send him to Sandipani Muni. Same way Lord Ram and Lakshman, they were sent to Vishwamitra for education. So Prahlad was also sent to the Gurukul. Those days when the convent school were also called Gurukul. The school where they being taught the education about eating, sleeping, mating, and depending, that was also known as Gurukula. So Prahlad went to such Gurukula, where the Guru was teaching. So one day after some time, his father, Prahlad was very affectionate to his parents. And his father called him. And he asked him, I mean, every father, they love their small children. And they love their all children, but small children are more loved by parents and great parents and great great parents. So anyway, Hiranyakashipu made him sit comfortably on his lap. And he asked him, my dear child, please tell me, what is the best thing you have learned from your teachers? Are you learning anything or just passing time? So Prahlad gave a good lesson to his father. Tassadhumanne surbharjadehinam sada samuddhi asatgrahaya hitvatapatam grihandapugam vanam gato yadharimasreta. He said, asatgrahaya, everyone in this material world is very disturbed by asatgrahaya. This word asatgraha has come thrice in this chapter. Once when Prahlad Maharaj was studying from his teacher, Soparaya Asad Asrayam. Prahlad Maharaj was studying and they were teaching. But he thought they are teaching about Swa and Paraya. About yourself and others. Aham Mameti. And this is because they have taken shelter of Asat. Sat is that we all are servant of Krishna. And everything belongs to Krishna. Therefore, we should do everything to please Him. That is Sat. And Asat means something to please me. That is called Asat. So somebody who is pleasing me is mine. And somebody is not pleasing me, is my enemy. So, Swaparaya, this is Asat. Then again Prahlad Maharaj said, Prahlad Maharaj answering to his father said, Sam udignadhiya Asat grahaya. And then again, text number 15, sorry, 11, he said, Swaparacha iti asatgraha. This conception of me and mine is only because of asatgraha, which is not true. So, the cause of the suffering is asatgrahaya, accepting something which is not true. So, anybody who wants to be happy, then he has to come out, or he has to release that asat. Example is given of that monkey. The monkey, for the people who wants to catch monkey, they will take a small pot and they will put the pot, you know, in the ground and they will put some chana. Chana, right? Gram, right? Chickpeas. So the monkey, he goes like this. And he holds it. And he cannot come out. This is called asatgrahaya. So if you want to come out, then just release it. Come out. That Prahlad Maharaj said, vanam gato yad harimasreta. Give up this nonsense. Come out. And take shelter of Krishna. Harimasrayata was the tough thing for Hiranyakashipu to digest. Everything was okay. But Harimasrayata, Hari is only asraya. Only by taking shelter of Hari, you can be happy. Hiranyakashipu was thinking, only by taking my shelter, you can be happy. But he is talking something different. So he became very unhappy and upset. So since Prahlad was a small child, he simply laughed. And he was just sarcastic to his teachers that these Brahmanas had to trust them. Maybe somebody has come, some Hare Krishna wala has come in their campus for preaching. And somebody talking this nonsense. Therefore, Prahlad has learned this thing. So, Prahlad was brought back in Gurukula. And the teacher, they wanted to know. They wanted to treat Prahlad of his disease. But a doctor has to know what is his disease first. How did he got it? Symptom is one thing, but how did he get? When you go to hospital, they say, when you cough, they say, oh, did you eat ice cream? Did you went in cold weather? Or many questions they ask. They want to know. Then the treatment will work. Same way, they wanted to know the cause of Prahlad's problem. Now, there are different way to know. I mean, it's all the psychology. A small child, first of all, they have a good quality. A small child, they don't speak lie. They speak only truth. About them, they will say no. About other, they will say yes. If they have done something wrong, they will say no, I have not done anything wrong. I have not done anything wrong. But if they have seen somebody doing wrong, they will say, no, he has done this wrong. Because their mind is not polluted. They have not accepted the shelter of Maya. They are not under Asat Grahaya so far. Their mind is still, their brain is still clean, not polluted. So even the court of law accepts. If a small child says something, they accept it. Because, yes, why should he lie? He has no duality. He has no Ichha Dvesa. He is free from that. He is a small child. In Krishna also, many a time, Krishna, once he ate the dirt, and all the cowherd boys, they came to Mother Yashoda, and they complained that Krishna has eaten dirt. And when Mother Yashoda asked Krishna, did you eat dirt? He said, no. That's child mentality. Yashoda said, no. But what about other your friend? They are saying you eat dirt. What about that one? Do you think they are lying? Yashoda knows that they are truthful, but he is lying. And he said, yes, they are lying. They are not truthful. Just to save his own skin. Then, she said, what about Balaram? He also said that you eat dirt. And after hearing the name of Balaram, somehow Krishna lost. He said, Mother Yashoda, Mother, you are talking about Balaram? First, please decide one thing. Now, I have a question. Balaram has made my life hellish. Whenever we go to play, he instructs the other cowherd boy against me. You know what the latest thing he is doing? He has instigated all the cowherd boy to ask me a question. And I have no answer. I want the answer from you. The cowherd boy, they are asking question, oh Krishna, Nand Baba is fair in complex. Nand Yashoda, their complexion is fair. They are gora. How come you become black? They have fair complex. How you became black? Are you their son? Or have they adopted? Or have they purchased you? So Krishna asked Yashoda, please first answer this question. Am I your son or not? This rumor has been started by your Balaram. So Yashoda lost everything. She wanted to know whether he had eaten dirt or not. Now she had to answer this question. So Yashoda kept explaining and finally she had to hold the tail of mother cow and said, I swear on mother cow, I am your mother and you are my son. And then Krishna came and embraced his mother. So I was telling that how the children, when Krishna ate butter, Mother Yashoda asked, he said, no, I have not eaten butter. So that's child mentality. But a person had to be very expert to get out from them, get things out from them. So this son of Sanda and Amarka, they are very nice. And they are over nice to Prahlad. They really took Prahlad on their lap, just like his father took. And so sweetly they were asking. You know, their asking had two different meanings. One of Goswami, Viraghava Goswami, describes, they have two different meanings. One meaning is that, hey, how do you come to know about such a wonderful knowledge? Please, can you tell us? We also want to know something about this knowledge. That's the one meaning. Other is, where did you learn this thing? We have not taught you. So, how did you get? So, basically, they ask two questions. Balan iti kutah tubhyam esa buddhi viparya. We are teaching everyone, all the children, they are here. This verse is the answer of one of the questions. So first, I am going on the question. First, you have to understand the question, then it is easy to understand the answer. So first question, they said, Balan iti, there are so many your classmate, and we are teaching to everybody. They do not have this kind of fantastic, wonderful intelligence like you have. Kuta tubhyam esa buddhi viparya. How come you got this kind of fantastic intelligence, first class buddhi, which is totally different, viparya, totally opposite of our teaching or according to the voyage? Knowledge we are giving same to everyone. How come you got totally different? Whereas they understand different way. I heard in America only somewhere. We read the Bible day and night. One see black, other see white. Something like that. So, how come, you know, you are seeing white, another are seeing black? Viparya. What is the... How this thing happened? This is the first question. Second question they ask, buddhi bheda prakritaha uta ahote sata ahavat. This kind of intelligence, what you are talking or propagating, did you get on your own? Sata abhavat, you got on your own, or a parakrita, or somebody else has taught you. The intelligence comes by two way. Either by our own endeavor, or by teaching of somebody else. The renunciation comes also same way. Ya sakata parato veha jata nirveda atmavan. Hridi kritva harim geha prabhajista naruttama. The definition of Narottam is given that how they become Narottam, they obtain the knowledge. Ya swakat. Swakat means on their own. Or parato, or by somebody else. And this way, they develop the renunciation. Just like Avantik Brahmin, in 11th canto of Bhagavatam, we know this story of Avantik Brahmin, that how this miserly Brahmin has so much wealth, but he was not ready to spend his money on anyone. He was not giving even cent to his son or wife. He was not performing any jagya. He was not giving any charity. Nothing he was doing. He has a havas, or what you call. He was looking the money and being happy. What do you call that? We call in havas in Hindi. He was enjoying just looking the money in his safe. He was not expending anywhere. Today, Indian politician, they have millions of dollars. And they still want to increase their bank balance. They will not expend anywhere. Money lying in Swiss bank, they will die. Money will remain there only. If they gave $1 million to us, we can do some nice printing of the book and distributing books or do something else. But they will not do that. They enjoy seeing that money. So this Brahman was also enjoying. So one day, his family member, they got together and said, hey, he is suffering and he is making us also suffer. So let us take the key of his tijori, of his safe. They took the safe key and they threw him out of the house. And then he developed a detachment that he called swakata, on his own. And by teaching, we understand. So, same question they asked. Buddhi bheda parakritaha uta ahote svata abhavat. Whether you develop this kind of intelligence on your own or somebody else has taught you. Then Prahlad Maharaj started answering their question, and it starts from verse number 11. In first verse, he offers his respectful obeisances that how the Lord is equal to everyone, but people who are bewildered by Lord's external energy, Maya, they see the Lord in different way. And one who has blessing of the Lord, they see the Lord different way. Drishtaha tasmai bhagavate namaha. He offered his senses. And then he started answering the question. The first question was, where from you got this knowledge? Who taught you this knowledge? And second question, whether you got on your own, or is there somebody among us who has taught you this thing? These two questions. So first question, answering the first question, he said, sa yad anubrataha punsaha pasu buddhir vidyate. He said, saha means that Supreme Personality of Godhead, by whose external energy the people in general, they are totally bewildered and they get pasu buddhi. Pasu buddhi means the intelligence of animal, and that is described as ahara nidra bhaya maithunam cha. Eating, sleeping, mating and defending. This is pasu buddhi. So that is also the mercy of the Lord. They wanted to enjoy this material world. They wanted to have sense gratification. So the Lord has given them that kind of intelligence to enjoy. Indirectly he is saying, people like you are certainly not one to, from where I can get this kind of knowledge. So still the question remains, where did you get this knowledge? He said, sa yad anubrataha, by the mercy of the Lord. By the mercy of the Lord, only I got this knowledge. To understand that there is no happiness in this material world, and I got free from pasu buddhi, or the intelligence of animal, of eating, sleeping, mating and defending. By the mercy of the Lord, Supreme Personality of Godhead. That's true. We cannot understand Krishna with our blunt senses. As Rupa Goswami said, Atasya Krishna Madi, na bhavit grahim indriya, sevan mukhe jihvadau swayameva sprutada, swayameva, if he bestows his mercy. Only by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, or by the mercy of Krishna, or by the mercy of a Vaishnava, Srila Prabhupada, and previous Acharya, or devotees, we can be free from pasu buddhi. So the process of Krishna consciousness is to clean our consciousness, to make us free from pasu buddhi. Pasu buddhi means the animal conception of life. I am the supreme and everyone is God. I am the supreme and everyone is God. Pasu buddhi means animal intelligent. Like Prabhupada gave example of the intelligence of the animal. That one animal in slaughterhouse is being slaughtered. And you give the green grass to other animal, and other animal is eating very nicely. Doesn't know that next time is my turn. That is called pusha buddhi. In material world, everyone is, you know, too busy in eating, sleeping, mating and defending. And they have made up their own new philosophy also. They say, moreover, if you talk, say, oh, who knows what will happen next life? Who has seen next life? They got their own philosophy. You know. They cover themselves with that philosophy. And therefore, they do not surrender to Krishna. As Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Namam duskritno muddha prapatande naradama maya prahita gyanam asurim bhavam asrita. These people, they don't surrender to Krishna. So, here he gives the credit to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his mercy, he has come out of that buddhi. I, Krishna said, Mame vaje prapadante, mayame tam tarandite. One who surrenders to me, only he can cross over. Otherwise, others cannot. So he answered the first question. Then the second question, that how did you get this? First about this kind of intelligence, he asked. From where you got this intelligence? He said, did you get on your own or by someone else? Then to answer that question, this verse said, sa esa, sa hi esa bhinnati me matim. That's how anvaya goes. He said, na swaparet buddhivi. Well, you want to know who gave this intelligence? Whether I develop on my own or somebody else? Then here he is giving credit to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He said, I got that intelligence. He means, certainly, esa bhinnati me matim, this kind of intelligence which is different than your bhinna. In the last verse, bhinna iti me matim. Bhinna means different than yours or changed. My brain is changed brain. My attitude is changed. And that is because of the mercy of the Lord. And as far as somebody else teaching me or getting from somebody else, from here among all of you, well, there is no chance. Here I don't see anybody that who can give this kind of first class intelligence. You know. He said, swaparet abuddhi bhi. He said, indirectly saying, you all are abuddhi. You all are a fools and rascal. Because you have only one intelligence, and that is called kubuddhi. The intelligence by which you discriminate between people. He is my friend and he is my enemy. Swa para iti buddhi bhi. Swa means mind, para means buddhi. Iti, thus, in this way, buddhi bhi. Your intelligence is divided in this way. So, you are under kubuddhi. So, there is no question of getting from this kind of intelligence from you people. Because for you, Prahlad Maharaj said, durattaya anukramano nirupyate. This first class of intelligence, this first class of teaching about Krishna consciousness is just not possible for the people like you. You cannot teach because your brain can only go up to me and my, not beyond that. That's it. Then said, okay, what about somebody else? Maybe somebody else, you know, some learned scholar. He said, well, among the learned, Vedavadino, Brahmaya and so many demigods are there. But they also get bewildered many times. Muhyanti yata suraya. Janamadasritanyadarta charthesa vigya swarat. Tene brahma hidayadikayo. Muhyanti yata suraya. Muhyanti yata bartmani Vedavadino. Many times, on the path of devotional service, on the path of, you know, understanding the absolute truth, many Vedavadi or intelligent people, such as Brahma and many other demigods, they also get bewildered. So, even for them it is not possible to give this kind of intelligence. Then still the question remains, where from you got this intelligence? Then he gives the credit. So esa atma, that super soul, who is the guru, who is chitta guru. He esa bhinnati, bhinna iti me matim. By his mercy, I have got this, you know, first class intelligence to discriminate what is sat and what is asat. You are also discriminating, but you are discriminating in me and mine, and I am discriminating between sat and asat. So, this was the frankly admission of Prahlad Maharaj, that you all cannot understand because you have dull brain, you have asat buddhi or kubudhi. But only possible by the Supreme Personality of Godhead and pure devotee. So, to summarize this verse, Prahlad Maharaj answers the second question of asked by Sanda and Amarka, whether you got this kind of knowledge on your own or taught by somebody else. To that, Prahlad said, well, people who are bewildered, they cannot, like you people, cannot give this kind of knowledge. And even people who are some enlightened, Vedavadina, you know, like Brahma and other, sometimes they also get bewildered. So it's not so possible for them. Then who? Then he gives the credit of Chitta Guru, the super soul. Ahamatma gudakesa hridesu arjuna tishtati. Matta smriti jnana pohanam cha. From me comes intelligence and forgetfulness. So that Supreme Personality of Godhead is giving this intelligence. Therefore, to obtain any intelligence, we require to hear Harikatha. If we hear Harikatha, then we get all kind of intelligence. I mean, the sub and substance of getting intelligence is to gratify our senses. We go to school, college, we obtain the degree to get good job, enough money for sense gratification. End of the day, we want to gratify our senses. And by becoming Krishna conscious also, we can satisfy our senses. Rather first class way, we have nice mahaprasad, we take, you know, chant, dance. Senses are certified. So hearing is very, very important. Prahlad Maharaj, when second time he was asked by his father, he said, Sravanam Kirtanam. So Prahlad Maharaj heard in the womb of his mother by a bona fide spiritual master, Narad Muni. And by hearing, we can come out from Asat Buddhi, Asat Grahaya, and we turn into Satgrahaya. We accept the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. I will tell one small story, then I will finish the class. This story is about importance of hearing. In India, there are funny family. There are family which have whole dynasty teacher. Great-grandfather was teacher. Grandfather was teacher, father was teacher, you know, I also want to be teacher. There is a family of doctors. There is a family of chartered accountant. There is a family of army. They go to army, whole family, you know. Great-grandfather went, great-father was, boom, boom, boom. You know. Same way, there was a family of a thief. Everybody was a thief in that family. Great-grandfather was a thief, grandfather was a thief, father was a thief. Son studied very nicely, he did a PhD, everything, he came to America, studied very nicely. But he was from the family of thief. So end of the day, his father said, all right, you also have to become thief. He said, all right, I'll become thief. So his father was teaching final lesson of stealing. Two things he said. If you are asked, have you stolen? He said, no. First thing. Second thing, he was cautioning him what to do, what not to do. So one of the things he said, wherever Hari Katha going on, Bhagavad Katha going on, never ever go there. Otherwise you become converted, you become devotee, then you will not steal. Then he said, well, if I am passing by, and somewhere nowadays Maharaj, they have big pandal, big sound system, and Katha goes on, what should I do? The father said, on that moment, you block your ear with your two fingers. So he didn't hear anything. So one day, his father went to some relative place, some household work was there, he went out. And the son thought, oh, my father is not here. Let me try today. Let me see what I can steal. So he went to the king palace. And he wanted, first time he's going, so he wanted to do something big, because he was well educated, you know, he wanted to be big. So he went to the queen palace and he took all the ornament of the queen. He stole all the ornament and he was coming. So thief, they go night time, not daytime. They go night time. So he stole everything and he was coming. And there were late night Bhagavad Katha was going on somewhere. Big pandal was there, sound system, light, everything. So he heard, then he remembered his father's instruction. And he blocked his ear. And he was walking. When he was walking, near the pandal, when he came near pandal, he was very cautious, and he had no shoes or anything. So one thorn went in his feet. And it was a really big thorn. So it was paining. I hope you understand my pronunciation. Later on you'll ask me. You know, thorn, like nail, thorn, okay. So, it was paining too much. He can't walk. It was bleeding. So finally he sat down to take out the thorn from his feet for 2 minutes. That time, the Maharaj was talking about the demigods. He said, demigod, they have no shadow. Demigod are one whose feet does not touch the ground. Demigod are one whose eye does not close. They no eyelid. Blinking. They no blinking. The eyes. And he heard this thing. By that time, he took out the thorn. Again he put. Went. Next day morning, the queen took bath. She wanted to decorate herself. And there no any ornament. So it became talk of the town. She went to the king and said, what kind of king you are? You can't take care of your own wife. What will take care of citizen? And all my ornaments are gone. Boom, boom, boom. All the police went out, moved. So, you know, I don't know about America. I have not gone on any police station. But in India, I have gone some police station. And we are in temple commander in Juhu. I mean, we are so many tenant. And every week, I had to go to police station. Something. Some devotee did wild thing, throwing the coffin from the roof. The tenant had to go to police. So I had to go to, you know, give the explanation. So on police station, there is a name of famous criminal. Right? Here also in America? On police station? There is most wanted, right? Yeah. So there in India also. So his family was most wanted in the top list. Because the whole generation was a thief. So they went, police went to the house. And they found nobody was there, young boy was there. So they grabbed him, brought him. They started beating him. And he learned from his father to say no. He kept saying no, 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 no. They beaten him so badly. When the king heard that young boy there, and king saw, then he felt pity on him. He said, no, no, don't beat him. Put him in jail. Let his father come, we'll find out. Then that king, though the king had different kind of CID. One group of CID called, in Hindi you call, Baharupiya. One who can change his form. Any kind of form he can take. So, he has a Baharupiya. And he asked him, he told everything. The king told everything. He said, don't worry. I'll find out. So that Baharupiya, that man, he changed his form and he was looking like demigod, like goddess. Goddess. He changed himself as a goddess. And he went to the jail and he asked that boy, he said, my dear boy, I am your Kul Devi. You may not know, but I am your Kul Devi. I have been worshipped in your dynasty. I know your whole dynasty, dynasty of Thib. Your great-grandfather was Thib. Your grandfather was Thib. Your father is Thib. And I am sure you are also Thib. I am happy that you are following the family tradition. Though you think that, okay, fine. I also know that your father is not at home. He has gone outside. I also know that he has stolen. I know everything. But I am so surprised to see, and I am proud, I am very happy that one of my devotee has become first class thief. That he stole such way from the queen that nobody knew. How did he do that? So this boy was almost, he said that I have come here to save you. I know the king is going to hang you, but I am really come to save you. So he put his faith on her. Oh, it may be because she is saying all the truth. My whole dynasty is dynasty of Thib. And my father is not at home. Everything she is saying is right. So must be goddess. So he was about to say how he stole. And that moment, he just saw her feet were touching the ground. He thought, "Are that Mahatma was saying, the demigod, their feet does not touch the ground. Her feet is touching ground. Something wrong." Then he looked. Then he saw a shadow. He said, "Are that Mahatma was saying, the demigod, they have no shadow. She has a shadow." Then he looked up. Her eye was blinking. He said, "Are that Mahatma says the demigod, you know, they don't blink their eyes. How come she is blinking?" Then he came on conclusion, she cannot be demigod. So he said, "Oh, my dear goddess, thank you very much for coming to save me. But I have not stolen." So demigod, you know, she went back and she told king, "Release him. He is not a thief. He has not stolen." The king said, how can you say? So confidently, how can you say? So much confidence, how can you say? My police department saying, CID department saying, he has stolen. And you are saying, no. He said, yes, you don't know what kind of form I had taken today. I have taken the form of goddess. Where he cannot lie. Of course, those day, you know, like if somebody want to know the truth, they take to temple. Tell in front of the Lord, have you done this thing or not? We know the story of Sakshi Gopal, right? Even till today in India, in the court, they keep Bhagavad Gita. I swear on Bhagavad Gita, I'll speak truth, but only truth. Even today. So the goddess, the Baharupiya said, no, I have taken the goddess form. So he cannot be thief. Please release him. So the boy was released from the jail. So while he was going, he thought, my father is a fool number one. He says, do not go to hear Bhagavat Katha. I had opportunity to hear only 2 minutes. I heard 2 minutes Hari Katha. And I got released from being hanged. Just by hearing 2 minutes, if I hear throughout my life, I'll be released from the clutches of birth, death, old age and disease. And later on he came and became Hare Krishna devotee. So I was saying the importance of hearing. Only 2 minutes he heard about the demigod also. Not about Supreme Personality of Godhood also. About demigod. And he got saved from being hanged. So, the importance of hearing Harikatha. If we go on hearing from bona fide source, then we know what is Sat and what is Asat. Thus, we'll be free from clutches of Maya and remain happy. By the mercy of Supreme Personality of Godhead and Srila Prabhupada. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Tatavit Prabhu, was it okay? Understood? Yeah, I think I crossed over time. So no question. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.